This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Leonard sidelined by a right knee sprain. There's no timetable for his return.
He's going to be out for the playoffs when it matters.
You're going to need Reggie Jackson, Markieff Morris, guys like that to step up. No doubt about it. But that falls on the shoulders of Paul George.
So many injury concerns in the NBA postseason. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn, along with Bart Scott. And it is always great to talk to the great Adrian Wojnarowski, who joins us right now via the Goodyear Hotline. And Woj, there's so much going on. Let's start with the news of the day, and that's Kemba Walker getting moved from the Celtics in Brad Stevens' first move as a front office exec. What do you make of the move for Boston?
Chris and Bart, I think for Boston, this is a move that made a lot of sense, really for both teams, to get off the $73 million Kemba Walker has owed him over the next couple of years. Obviously, you've got to give up that first-round pick to do that, but now it gives them some flexibility to work on that roster this year, and then obviously beyond. They get Al Horford back, who will help them in the short term. They certainly missed him defensively in the middle. I think there's a team that really struggled on that side of the ball last season. He is not a 35-minute-a-game full-time starter anymore, but in a role with Robert Williams moving forward, can really help them. And, for the Thunder now, three first-round picks in this draft, potential to have two top-five picks based on how the lottery goes, and they just continue to stockpile future assets, 18 first-round picks now over the next several years.
Well, what's the next order of business? What's the most important thing? Is it, getting a coach, and is that coach Rick Carlisle? And how do we see this roster, kind of taking form? Maybe are they a contender for a guy like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, Damian Lillard's not available. I mean, Damian Lillard's not on the trade market. I believe he's going to be in Portland. I think, for Boston, I don't know that there's a splash for them to make with the roster. Marcus Smart can play the point. They've got some younger point guards who can play a role. They'll hope to re-sign Evan Fournier in free agency. That'll free up some room to do that. They traded for him from Orlando, and it's not necessarily going to be a big-ticket item. I think they've got to start to rebuild the infrastructure of the roster. You're going to continue to build around Jaylen Brown and, of course, Jason Tatum. And they've got to get out and get a coach hired. They've been talking to a number of candidates, mostly assistant coaches in the league. And I'm not sure Rick Carlisle fits the model of where they are and how they're looking to move forward. That could change. I think Ime Udoka in Brooklyn is an interesting name to watch. They've talked to Chauncey Billups, Darvin Ham in Milwaukee. Some of the best up-and-coming younger assistants in the NBA. And I think for the Celtics, I think that's where their focus has been so far in their coaching search. And obviously Brad Stevens is leading the way on that.
Woj joining us right now, our ESPN NBA insider on the Goodyear Hotline. Woj, with that in mind, with Carlisle, we've already heard his name mentioned in Milwaukee. If the Bucks do end up losing this series, is Budenholzer in that much trouble, and might that be a spot for Carlisle?
Well, listen, I think Mike Budenholzer knew before this season started, when he left the bubble last year, that he was going to be judged on postseason success. I mean, they're in a Game 7 against certainly a depleted Brooklyn team. I think advancing would certainly do a lot for his job security. We'll see with Rick Carlisle. Certainly he fits the model. If you're the Milwaukee Bucks, if you made a change, you certainly, the idea of having a coach who's won a championship, who's certainly regarded in the way that Rick Carlisle is, it makes sense certainly in theory as a candidate, whether he would be a candidate In reality, that remains to be seen. And so I think there's certainly some jobs out there that are more win-now jobs, teams who are not in rebuilds, who are not transitioning, who are trying to either win a championship or get somebody who can help them advance further into the playoffs. Rick Carlisle certainly fits the model of that. But I think it's a little premature to start putting him in places, again, perhaps like a Milwaukee where there's not even an opening yet.
Hey, Woj, I feel like we're living in 6 degrees of Carlisle, right? Because Carlisle exits the Mavericks, and now all of a sudden they have a gaping hole of need for a new voice and a new leader. Did the Magic just get old, and was this a power play from Luka saying that he wasn't unhappy in his team and that he wanted to be able to have, you know, a coach that he wants in there and also somebody else picking the groceries?
Yeah, this was not a power play by Luka Doncic. He didn't play any role in this. You know, he's 22 years old. He knows what he has known in Dallas, which is Rick Carlisle, Jamal Mosley, who's their top assistant, who I know Luka's very fond of, and then Donnie Nelson, who made the deal to trade up for him in the draft in 2018. But there's a $200 million extension that's going to be on the table for Luka at the start of free agency, and certainly makes all the sense in the world for him to sign that. Of course, they're going to listen to Luka Doncic. And sometimes it's more, in theory, what he's looking for in a coach. At 22 years old, you don't know the league the way you're going to know it at 32 years old. He hasn't played anywhere else. He's been under the same regime. And so I think what you're looking for in talking to Luka as you go through the process, what are the elements of a head coach that you think are important? But as an organization, they've got to hire a president of basketball operations first, and that's the plan in Dallas, and then allow him to go out with Mark Cuban, obviously, to hire their next head coach. But they've got to get a vision and direction in the front office and get it aligned with their head coach. You've got to do that, and that's the order it's got to go in. I think that's the order Mark Cuban, he has said he plans to go in, hire that top basketball executive first, then do the coaching search. This is going to be a coveted job. The chance to coach Luka Doncic at 22 years old, who's going to probably win multiple MVPs in the league, you know, they'll have no shortage of interest in that job.
Adrian Wojnarowski joining us right now via the Goodyear Hotline on Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Chris Carlin, Bart Scott. Woj, let's get to the injuries. What are the chances that Kyrie Irving could actually go in Game 7 for the Nets tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't expect that you'll see Kyrie Irving in this series or playing in that Game 7. I think he continues to get rehab and treatment. You know, I think there's some hope, perhaps, that maybe in the next round that could be more possible. But my sense has been that coming back in this series was probably going to be too soon for him for where that ankle is.
Okay, so how about Kawhi tonight? How about we don't expect to see Kawhi. Do we think that he is going to be able to return at all in the playoffs? And also Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley tonight as Utah trying to stave off elimination.
Yeah, let's start with the Utah players first. I reported a little bit earlier today that Donovan Mitchell is looking more like a game-time decision. You know, he's certainly struggling with that ankle. He re-aggravated it early in this series. He was out for about a month, month plus with it. And so that's something he's working on all day. But I think good news for the Jazz is Mike Conley is progressing toward being able to return tonight. He's working toward that today. He hasn't played yet in this series with that hamstring injury. It would certainly, whether or not Donovan Mitchell goes, having Mike Conley back will be huge. It'll be even more important if Donovan Mitchell can't. You certainly saw him struggling in Game 5, you know, playing. You don't see the explosion. Certainly he's not shooting the ball as well. But listen, he wants to play, and so they're going to try to see if they can get there today. Kawhi Leonard, there'll be no Kawhi Leonard in this series, and I don't know that there's great optimism if the Clippers advance that he would be, you know, immediately available. Again, they're still kind of working through the information and the data they have on that right knee and trying to get to exactly what the diagnosis is going to be.
Well, any updates on Chris Paul and his availability for the Western Conference Finals at the start with him being in the protocol?
Yeah, listen, he's in the protocol. He's doing the testing in there. The Suns had said Saturday, they may have some more on it. I think the expectation that I've gotten is, and of course it is based on, if you're the Suns, you are rooting for the Jazz tonight to force this game seven. I think for the Suns, they're hoping to buy a little more time. But I think the belief all along has been since he went into the protocol earlier in the week that maybe at the most he might have to miss a game. They're hoping he doesn't have to miss any. But he's at the mercy of the testing, and we still have to wait to see how that's going to play out.
Woj, two off-season things for me before we let you go. Number one is the Knicks. What are they realistically going to be able to consider this offseason? Is there big-time player going to be on the radar this year?
I think the Knicks, I'm not sure there's the big, big free agent for the Knicks available. I think they're in the mode now because of some of the assets they have, draft picks moving forward, some of the young players. If a big player becomes available in a trade, if somebody asks out of a situation or there's somebody that they think they could pry loose, I think they'll be on the lookout for that. And Julius Randle, they can do an extension with him. You know, they can certainly talk with him about extending out his contract. But I think for the Knicks, they don't have to go, they don't have to make a dramatic move this summer. They can continue to wait. And I know everybody wants it immediately. But if you're going to commit to a player, a big player, and give up your assets for him, you've got to know that this is someone you can build around long term. And so I think they'll be pretty judicious. I think they have some confidence that New York is, again, a place that players would like to go to. And so when all of a sudden that list potentially for whoever it is comes out this year or next year, and here are the three or four places they might like to go, I think the Knicks have confidence that they would start to be among those big market teams for a guy to want to get traded to, and maybe that hadn't been the case certainly in recent years.
And lastly, the rumblings that we've heard in the last day or two. Woj, what are you hearing about Zion Williamson in New Orleans? Could he actually be trying to force his way out this early in his career?
No, Zion Williamson is not trying to force his way out of New Orleans. That's not my reporting on anything. I don't know what others are reporting, but I think Zion Williamson is spending the summer in the gym trying to get back to it. But I don't. As far as I know, that's not a scenario in New Orleans. He's committed to being there.
Woj, we appreciate it. Tremendous insight as usual. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Adrian Wojnarowski joining us via the Goodyear Hotline, bringing us a Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Couple of interesting takeaways right there. Dame Lillard, and Woj has been consistent on this, does not want to leave Portland.
So what's with the cryptic, how long should I be loyal?
Maybe it's he, just
that,
trying
that
to...
That comes from him.
I know, but I think that's probably one of those things where he is dropping hints to the Trailblazers, like, we got to get this right, and I got to get somebody here with me. Listen, publicly, he has always been out front about wanting to stay there. But maybe that's just the way of dropping those hints that I need help.
Who the hell can they get there? I mean, Nurkic is up, right? And he's
trying to get public sentiment somewhat on his side because I think they'd understand.
Right, Nurkic is on his way out, right? Like, he said that he needs to have a more defined role, a guy that came up short against Jokic, right? So I don't understand like how he even has a leg to stand on. He should be happy if they even offer him anything. But who can they go out there to get that you can pair? He already has his Robin and McCollum, who's, he's inconsistent at times, often hurt, and comes up small in the big moments. So I don't know how he thinks it's going to get better, because when you go down the list of destinations of places you would probably want to go, I don't know if Portland is exactly the place where you want to go and say, you know what, I want to set up shop here. It's a lot of other places that if I'm a superstar, I might want to go play with Luka, right? And I like living in Dallas a lot more than Portland, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I just don't see where the loyalty lies there and how they can get any better, especially knowing that Jamal Murray is going to come back and pair up with the reigning MVP.
Not going to hear from Kawhi anytime soon, which, I mean, we pretty much assumed was the case based on
that injury,
what we've heard, and ACL. Also, but that they needed to get a better look at it. Woj should have reported that there's a lot of swelling, he and Ramona Shelburne, and they need to get another look at it.
Yeah.
But him not being available. The other thing, too, Zion Williamson, like, there were those rumblings that were just out there that his family wasn't happy and they're already trying to put pressure on the Pelicans. And I, to me, it's good to hear from Woj so definitive about it, because that to me sends an awful message.
Is it really?
In the league. It does when it's this early in your career. I actually would have found it more palatable for Zion Williamson to do that like Kobe did before the draft still, and say, I don't want to play there.
Still, listen, 2 years, two coaches. They made
it's not good.
They made a playoff rule for you so that you can get in the postseason. Can't get there. They expanded the playoffs. Can't get there. Ja Morant has been on the big stage and been able to elevate his status amongst league elites. Zion hasn't even been able to get the opportunity to have a platform. What else can they do? They've traded for an all-star in Ingram. They have Lonzo Ball. It's still not enough. They traded for Steven Adams. Like, still not enough. So what can they do that can get him out of that deadly Western Conference? Because I don't know what you can do to elevate him to anywhere outside, maybe possibly being a 7th or 8th seed.
Look, you need other players. You obviously need stars around him.
But they paying stars. They just paid Ingram. They paying Adams. They got Lonzo Ball. Like,
I didn't say they paid the right stars.
So he has a right.
So you have to go find ways to make trades and to get that. Look.
He has a right to be frustrated. 2 years, two different coaches. But so now he's going to have a third year, another coach trying to figure out what the hell we're going to do. Okay, Stan Van Gundy used him the right way as some type of Scottie Pippen point forward, putting the ball in his hands, allowing him to matriculate the ball down and figure out what he was going to do and be a creator. Now you're going to come with somebody else that may have a totally different philosophy after Zion's told you that he enjoyed that. He thought that was the best way to unlock him.
I understand that. And look, it's not ideal, but when you hear David Griffin say that they are – not on the same page with Stan Van Gundy, and that's why they moved on from it. For me, if I'm Zion, I get it. Not being happy is understandable, but you have to give it more than 2 years in a place.
But you started to rumbling after 2 years. Like, what the hell are we doing here? I've been here 2 years, and we're not progressing. We're not building towards nothing. We're actually starting over, and we built the foundation of another house, and we tore it down. So who's making those decisions to say that Stan Van Gundy was the guy when he turned out to not be the guy? Right, I need somebody that's going to make a proper decision. So I'm putting the pressure on David Griffin because, listen, this is the same team, same organization that couldn't keep Chris Paul happy. This is the same team, same organization that couldn't keep Anthony Davis happy. And, listen, those two players, I believe, when it's all said and done, are going to be much better players than Zion Williamson. So if you can't get those players.
I don't know about AD. I'll agree on Paul. I don't know about AD.
Whoa. The talent?
No, the talent's fine. But what he's going to end up accomplishing overall, I'll take Zion.
Nah, man. Zion don't have the skill set to accomplish the feats and the heights in which that Anthony Davis has already accomplished.
Well, let's see if he doesn't have on the floor.
Let's see if Zion can stay on the floor.
Listen, I don't disagree with that, but I have been a Zion guy from day one.
Yo.
And to me, he is a great, great star in this league. I want to see him stay and try to make it work there at least. I would have understood more.
I don't.
Bart, I would have understood more when the Knicks didn't get the top overall pick in that lottery. If Zion had told the Pelicans at the time, I'm not playing for you, I would have understood that more if he tried to force his way to New York. Because every time he's asked about playing for the Knicks, including when they played him this year, you can't rip the smile off the guy's face.
Right. But, you know, the Knicks can't wait 2-3 years to see if another star. I mean, we had the damn LeBron watch. Nobody wants to sit around and wait for that. They'll be disappointed. They got to go about their business and they get what they get and they hope that, you know, their attractive destination, that a team or somebody wants to come play with them. Or maybe they can draft a star. Maybe they can draft a Chris Middleton in the second round. He becomes a homegrown star. You know, we thought he maybe had it with Mitchell. You know, who knows? You know, but they just got to keep doing things the right way, and eventually, a blind squirrel finds a nut. But Zion shouldn't have any confidence in the organization or David Griffin about being able to put a great organization together because he's never done it.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, you know, Major League Baseball has been around for well over 100 years.
100?
Yeah. But last night, we saw a play in baseball that has never happened before. That's right. We'll tell you all about it in moments after Bart tells us about our friends from the Home Depot.
I tell you what, man, I need a Google Siri, get some more baseball information. It's been 100 years? 100. Man, Josh Gibson. Oh, Oh, he wasn't allowed to play. Installing brand new carpet should mean putting your life on hold. Enjoy and simplify installation experience at the Home Depot by licensed local professionals. With an unbeatable selection of affordable styles, colors, and fabrics that are durable and low maintenance, including an option that includes odor and stain resistant treatments. And right now, you can get your carpet installed for free. Get started today at the Home Depot free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. No square footage minimum. Excludes in-stock styles. U.S. only. See store details for more information. The Home Depot, how doors get more done. Back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
I can't believe this is true, but we haven't seen it in Major League Baseball before. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save in as little as 3 minutes at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and at progressive.com. Chris Carlin for Alan Han today, along with Bart Scott. It is time for audio file.
Let's do it.
Let us start in Buffalo. Bart, we've never seen it before. The Yankees turned a triple play.
Chop slowly. Oh, there's a situation at third. The throw is to first. Now they'll throw to second. Runners are hung up. They're going to come home with the throw. They have Simeon in a rundown. He's tagged out. Throw to third. It's a triple play. They pulled a triple play. Second one of the year, and this one falls under the heading of Funky.
Okay, it took some idiotic base running. So I was thinking it was bang, bang, bang. It took some idiotic base
running.
Yes, it
did.
Okay.
But it is the first 1-3-6-2-5-6, as it reads in the scorebook, triple play in Major League history.
Hold on, hold on. Siri, is this true?
1-3-6-2-5-6. That's longer than my pen. I tell you what, though. It is amazing to me because it's always fun to watch. Great call, by the way, by Michael Kay on Yes, because that's impossible to follow all the time. And when you're an announcer and you're trying to follow what's going on all over the place on a triple play, that's nuts.
Who the hell do you call, like, who do you hold accountable? Because I'm looking at the third base coaches. What the hell were you doing?
I'm holding every one of you accountable.
I'm pinning cases on all shoe program, 24 hours. You know what it smells like? It smells like pine oil. That's where you're going. You're going to a pine oil heaven right there.
A little bit of training day mixed in there. I like it. I like it a lot. But that was a crazy, crazy play. Yankees end up sweeping the Toronto Blue Jays, which is what they absolutely needed.
So to quote the great Frank the Tank, honey, we're going streaking. hold on, too many analogies. I'm Bart Scott, 11-year veteran. This is Chris Carla, a.k.a. Baby Buddha. Holla.
But it is old school, and the only line I remember from that is KFC open?
All right, that would be the way you remember it. I do remember the Home Depot. Give me one. I'll do one.
You're going to do one. Bart, up next, Stephen A. checking in. The Mavericks situation and needing a change overall. I read that story from earlier in the week yesterday. It is a complete disaster in Dallas. Yeah. And here is Stephen A. on First Take on the Mavericks needing to shake things up.
I have no problem with change. I think Rick Carlisle needs to be coaching somewhere else, so I'm happy for him, and he's made that decision. But it doesn't dilute the fact that Luka Doncic is not happy. Change needed to be made, and Mark Cuban shouldn't stop there. He better pick the right coach to coach Luka Doncic into the future, and he better find a way to get rid of Kristaps Porzingis, because he ain't the secondary star that Luka Doncic needs in Dallas.
Let me throw two things at you off of that. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, it would be a little bit redundant. Porzingis has 3 years, $101 million left. What about a swap with Kemba Walker coming back to Dallas?
I mean, you have the same issues. Now you got an aging star that has a bad knee. Now you're hoping that Kemba has, 2 years left on his contract, right? So you get out of that
you're
contract.
You're doing it to believe in Porzingis as a younger player still.
Yeah, but with Kemba, you're taking the ball out of Luka's hands, right?
Yep.
As well. So
that's why I know it's a little bit tricky to try to make that work.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to eat some money, and you got to try and find a team that's willing to eat some money right now that's kind of in rebuild mode. And I know that seems like Oklahoma. Mm. I don't know if maybe you call, like I said, you call a team like the Sacramento Kings
Mavericks,
and see if they're open for business.
Mavericks don't have the first-round picks to give back to Oklahoma to take Kristaps off their hands. Right. They're already with the Knicks.
They have to give up. Yeah,
exactly.
Shane Gillis, no, you can't give it.
You can't. I mean,
he's a centerpiece.
No, can't do it. And then you've got Jason Kidd getting his name in. Is there a job that Jason Kidd has not gotten his name
in? The crazy thing is, he's turned
he's
down.
He
turned, no, but he turned down the Portland job.
Did he turn it down?
Or he took
or
his
did
name
he
out.
Find out that Portland wasn't that interested, so let me withdraw my name?
Well, maybe that, but you know that he's...
I don't want Jason Kidd anywhere near my team.
Mark Cuban seems like a very loyal guy. You see Dirk still around. It reports that Dirk's going to have Dirk's going to have some influence on it. Jason Kidd was there. You think about the three Js, you know, Jamal Mashburn, Jason Kidd, and I forget... Jimmy Jackson, right?
Yep.
You think about that, and you understand that you do also want a guy that understands what great point guards need, and that's really what Luka is. He's pretty much a point forward / big guard, and Jason Kidd can teach him about that as well and be able to mentor him. And then, you know, Jason Kidd is a good coach. You just can't... I just don't know if I can trust him long-term with some of his off-the-field antics.
I don't trust Jason Kidd to coach my team. I really don't. And then... Next, there's Phil Mickelson, who was, as we mentioned yesterday, at his home course at Torrey Pines. Hasn't been in love with it after some of the changes years ago, but a chance to complete the career slam. Did not have a good opening round at 4-over. Second round, he tees off at 4:36 Eastern time later. But of more concern, Phil's getting a little tired of these cell phone cameras.
It's like part of professional golf. You have to learn to deal with it. I don't understand why you just can't turn that little button on the side, but into silent. But I probably didn't deal with it, you know, internally as well as I could have, or as well as I need to. I mean, it's part of playing the game out here at this level, and certainly I didn't do the best job of dealing with it.
This is why sometimes I say that golfers aren't athletes.
Oh, don't
hate. Are you freaking kidding? Camera phones? Are your ear that in tune that you can hear a damn camera phone click? Hold up. I've never heard a click from a camera phone. Are you kidding me?
Like, I've heard it.
I'm sitting up here listening to Brooklyn fans go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Giannis is trying to shoot free throws. We're looking at dudes spin stuff. We're looking at people shake their butt, dance, and this dude is distracted from a damn camera phone. Come on, man. Miss
but
me
in
with
golf,
this.
Everybody
I
just, is silent.
I don't care about this, man. They don't have people there. This
As
is
that
a
club
joke.
Comes through, listen, man, all I can tell you is when one of my idiot friends.
Oh, my God.
Yells out loud as I'm coming through.
Put it in the hole. I don't care. You should be able to yell. That's why golf has never crossed over to where it needs to be. Because you, first of all, you don't have no trash talk. Second of all, you don't hear nobody say, ball don't lie. You ain't got nobody doing nothing. And you expect this supposed to be a gentleman's game. Oh, don't take a picture. Are you serious? What about all the times when it was the paparazzi or the media out there and they had the old school cameras with the...
All I can tell
you
is the worst...
What about Ben Hogan and they had the one with the light bulb and they're...
The worst guy on the golf course is the one whose phone is constantly dinging and ringing.
Who cares?
The guys who are golfers like me care.
Every sport outside of golf is used to dealing with noise. And that should be nothing but white noise. Now, are you telling me you can't see the damn ball and you can't concentrate on the ball because you sit of a damn camera phone? Are you serious? Every other sport has you suck talking about your mama, your daddy, calling you all kind of stuff, throwing stuff on the court. Like, come on, man. Miss me with that, Phil. You need to get the hell out of here with that. You gotta be kidding me. A camera phone. Your ear shit, you old as hell. You shouldn't even be able to hear that good by now.
He just turned 51.
Don't he got some type of like inflammation type of thing? Put some damn earbuds in your ear then. How about that?
I want to play golf with you now. I want to take you out on the golf course.
Are you kidding me, man?
And I want to yell something in the middle of your backswing.
That would be the funnest thing ever.
And when you put it in the lake and you're ready to kill me?
Yo, this dude is weaker than a kicker on a football team. Are you kidding me? You can't handle that? What's harder than kicking?
Tiger always used to get on the fence and they did it.
Yeah, that's because golf dudes need to buck up and come to the new era. The reason that they're taking those pictures is so they can encapsulate a moment. So, it's like, why the hell do you care? Like, it's helping grow the game. I care about. Man, have you been around?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the kids TikToking on the streets?
Mm-hmm.
It's a new world. New society. Well, go play on the Senior Citizens Tour where nobody that's not got the AARP card can't come.
Bart, there was a moment of truth. By the way, Dustin Johnson will have on next week. Ready to talk to him about that.
Yeah, for real.
Bart, there was a moment of truth on KJZ today, and it involves Alan Hahn.
Anybody hear anything?
What are you talking about?
I just took 75 pictures, and nobody heard nothing.
That's because you got it on silent on the side. Bart, your guy Alan Hahn this morning was asked the question. You should be locked in on what this answer is. Does he prefer KJZ, or does he prefer Bart and Hahn?
I'm going to type
it. And mind you, to take you behind the curtain a little bit, folks, Alan came in during the break, and it was a 15-minute love fest during the commercial.
Well, listen, I'm the type of dude that don't want to know if your girl cheating on you.
All right, well, I don't know what Alan said. I really don't. Okay. So let's find out what Alan said when he was asked this morning about choosing between KJZ and Bart and Hahn.
By the way, how many other shows do I need to do that my name's not on while I have a show with my name on it that I'm not on? doesn't need any more of that.
Which show, take it or shake it, which show do you like better, KJZ or Bart and Hahn?
Well, they're both, I love Bart Scott, and both shows are different.
Who do you prefer
different
working
different type
with?
Of shows. The midday is a lot different than the morning, so they're really, it's apples and oranges. And I like both apples and oranges.
Very political answer.
Oh, Captain Cop Out. That's what that was.
Well, it better be me, but listen, that show probably played more cheese on the taco. But let me tell you something. You much rather work with a guy like me than Keyshawn. Did you see what Keyshawn had on? And he left him off the damn hook. Keyshawn looked like a rhinestone cowboy. The hell he have on? A jean outfit?
He had a jean jacket on.
And matching jeans.
Wow.
And they look like stretch jeans, too, because they was kind of tight. Or Keyshawn had gained a couple LBs. Ever put my guy in a jackpot like that, Keyshawn?
Rhinestone cowboy. I haven't heard that one since the 80s.
I think they were Jordache jeans, too. He picked that out of his old USC closet.
Hahn completely copped out on that answer. Completely copped out. Wow. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
I'm sure he loves getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
Hey, I know he loves you, but apparently he's just not willing to express that. And by the way, am I going to feel for you when you're doing shows without your name on them? Hello. Hi. I'm Chris. Anyway, 888-SAY-ESPN. Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio
is presented
by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Up next, the NFL seems to be trying to strong-arm their players to get vaccinated against COVID-19. We'll explain what we're talking about in just moments. Bart and Hahn brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, back in moments on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Okay.
Okay. Here, I'll read some of them to you now.
What are we doing?
NFL and what they're asking of fully vaccinated versus not fully vaccinated.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to read the lookie first.
Okay.
It didn't want to take it long. Monday on Bart and Hahn, we will be recapping next. Monday on Bart and Hahn, we'll be recapping Nets Bucks. Game 7. Does KD have another epic game in him? Can Giannis finally break through? That's Barton Hahn, 12 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Monday on Barton Hahn, it wasn't always easy, but the Nets are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals. Is there anyone left that can deny them a title? That's Barton Hahn, 12 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Monday on Barton Hahn, even with the injuries, no one believed they could do it. But after beating the Nets, Giannis and the Bucks are one step closer to the NBA Finals. That's Barton Hahn, 12 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. You are the best Ghost Rider ever. Ever, ever.
That's a tight edit there. That's a tight cut.
Ever, ever.
Bart and Hahn.
Definitely drawing the line for vaccinated versus not fully vaccinated players and what they can and cannot do. Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott with you. ESPN Radio presented by attorneys Cordell and Cordell. Fair divorce for men. Call 866-DADS-LAW. What do you think about this? I'll give you a couple of differences that the league has set forward for players. If you're fully vaccinated in what you can and cannot do versus not fully vaccinated, and it certainly feels like the league is trying to, I don't say the word force, but heavily influence you to get vaccinated. Number one, may interact with vaccinated family and friends during team travel if you are fully vaccinated. If you're not, you can't leave the team hotel to eat in restaurants. You can't interact with anybody outside the team traveling party. You could not have any restrictions on sponsorship or marketing opportunities outside the team if you're fully vaccinated. Bart, if you're not fully vaccinated, you can't do any media marketing sponsorship activities at all. They're trying to take a little cheese off your taco as well, as you would say.
Of course, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to put that indirect passive-aggressive pressure on players to, you know, restrict them so much where they're going to say, man, I need the money, right? Yeah. This is no different from the governor saying, hey, we give you some free fries at Shake Shack. And they're just trying to find ways that can affect players to make them maybe change their mind.
Well, for instance, no travel restrictions at all if you're fully vaccinated. And if you're not, there are travel restrictions in effect. So in other words, can't go anywhere on your off day if you were going to travel somewhere, or your bye week. You're not going to be able to go anywhere at all if that's the case. I mean, the league is really, really pushing this on the players.
Exactly. And listen, some people, you still, no matter what, you're never going to get 100%. People are still going to be renegades and say, you know what, I don't care.
888-SAY-ESPN. Spencer in Indiana is next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Spence, what's up?
Hey, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
In order for Brooklyn, if they want to win the next game tomorrow night, they're going to have to play DeAndre Jordan and put him on Giannis.
Not Giannis,
Brook Lopez. KD is going to have to guard Middleton.
Well, I think they got to put They have to put him on Brook Lopez. They got to put James Harden on Holiday because he's struggling offensively. He's not looking to really score, you know, and do it that way.
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. If you missed any portion of the show, you can always find both hours posted daily as a podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, quickly, tonight, Game 6, Sixers in Atlanta. Who you got?
I got Joel Embiid. I just hope that he doesn't have to carry him so much
quickly.
In early. Oh. Sixers.
Okay, I got the Sixers too. How about the Jazz and the Clippers?
I'm going Clippers, man. I'm just thinking Pandemic Pete, maybe just
Paul George.
Blind squirrel, man.
I'm going with the Jazz. And then Game 7.
No Donovan Mitchell hurt?
Bucks and the Nets, Game 7. We don't know about Donovan Mitchell.
I'm going KD, man. New York needs a championship.
I'm going with Brooklyn too. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.